Amin, amin, amin. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammedin abdika ve habibika ve resulika en nebi el umi ve ala alihi ve sabbihi ve sellem. O Allah, please shower your peace and blessings upon our master Muhammed, your servant, your slave, your beloved, your messenger, the unlettered prophet, and send blessings upon his noble family and companions. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. And blessings and peace upon our beloveds and the friends of Allah and upon the heart of Sheikh Musaffer Ashqi Aziz Al-Jarahi, upon his family, upon the heart of Sheikh Noor Al-Anwar Malik Al-Jarahi and his community and family, and upon the hearts of Hazreti Pir Muhammad Nuruddin Jarahi, his mother Amina Taslima Al-Jarahi, and his community and all family. By that time, his families are certainly all the worlds, all the peers extend widely over this human family. Amin, amin, amin. And blessings upon all of us, upon all the members of this beautiful family, and those in the past and those to come, and blessings on this day, on this moment, on this Jummah gathering. Amin, amin, amin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'd like to begin with reading a hadith from the 101 Diamonds. The womb of the mothers. Muhammad the Messenger, may Allah bestow blessing and peace upon him, once reported, Allah Most High created the world, and when he had completed it, the womb of the mothers rose up and proclaimed, I am the spiritual station of whoever seeks refuge in you from separation and division. Allah responded, Yes, you are this exalted station. I will unify myself with those who are unified with you, and I will veil myself from those who reject you. Are you content with my decision? Yes, I am fully content, Mystic Motherhood replied. The Messenger of Allah, may divine peace be upon him, then commented, Recite with sincerity these blessed words from the holy book if you wish to avoid separation and division. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Would anyone invested with genuine authority cause disorder on earth or sever the sacred ties of kinship? Those who act this way are chastened by Allah with spiritual deafness and blindness. Why do these persons fail to meditate on the holy teachings? Are there locks on their hearts? This hadith, collected by the sage Muslim, comes from the transmission of the intimate companion Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Today, we are seeing the Quran recited before our very eyes. And we come freshly from the Ramadan, freshly from studying the Quran daily, from imbibing it, and inshallah, being guided, our vision being truly focused by the teachings in Quran. So we emerge from the Ramadan, from this womb of the Ramadan and the womb of the Quran, into the creation again. In a sense, we re-enter it, and we see that what is happening is pure Quran. Everything that happens is in the Quran, and the big events are also in Quran. And we are better able now to interpret what is happening, because it was so clearly stated in the Quran, and we were given example after example in the Quran. One comes especially dearly to my heart, and that is the story of the she camel of Sully and the Thamud. And it is said that Sully was sent to the Thamud to call them to Allah, as all the messengers and mothers are sent, truly. And some accepted and some rejected, some refused. And they were apparently in the habit of, as most of the arrogant ones are, of denying the rights of others, denying the rights of the poor, not letting them water their flocks sufficiently and not letting them have sufficient lands for grazing. And it is interesting that one of the teachings of Rasulullah, peace be upon him, is that the grazing land and fire are two things that, and water, of course, must be shared. This is, in a sense, a divine, that's in Allah's haram. These belong in a special way to Allah and are under Allah's guardianship. So I'll read you from one of the passages on the Quran. This أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. To the Thamud, to the people of Thamud, came Sully, or we sent Sully, one of their own brethren. He said, O my people, worship Allah, love Allah, turn to Allah. You have no other God but Him. And there has come to you a clear sign from your Lord. The she-camel of Allah is a sign to you. So leave her to graze in Allah's earth and let her come to no harm, or you will be seized with a grievous punishment. So it is said that they asked Sully for a miracle, some kind of sign that he was truly a prophet and that he came from God. And so the sign that came was the pregnant she-camel full of milk. And so she was allowed to live for some time. And while she lived, she would graze and she'd drink water. And one of the oral accounts is that she, when she drank so much water that she drank all the water for that day or that moment from all the other, but she gave so much milk. So her milk was like a never ending supply and it would feed everyone. And of course we can imagine particularly the poor would drink from her milk. And at some point the arrogant ones could no longer tolerate this abundant generosity that did not belong to them and that seemed to infringe on their own possessiveness. So they sliced her tendons, basically killing her. The leaders of the arrogant party among the people said to those who were reckoned powerless, those among them who were the faithful, do you know indeed that Sully is an apostle from his Lord? And they said, we do indeed have faith in the revelation which has been sent to him. But the arrogant one said, for our part, we reject what you believe in. And then they hamstrung the she-camel and insolently defied the order of their Lord, saying, O Sully, bring about thy threats if you are truly an apostle of Allah. So the earthquake took them unawares and they lay prostrate in their homes in the morning. Why is the she-camel such a sign? Because first of all, she's a mother. She represents both nature and the feminine generosity, the Rahman, the givingness which asks only little in return. I mean, she did drink, but then she transformed her drink, as this is Ali commented on this morning, from water to milk, you might say, from life, natural life, to divine knowledge, which is the milk. And this is truly the nature of prophets, that where they transform for us, they allow us to see that this life is truly divine life. So this is the knowledge. And in this way, by transforming our vision and our heart, we receive this divine knowledge and this divine vision. She is a beautiful one. She is a gentle one. She gives to all. And this is what they attack. This is part of the thing that is intolerable. It's the very beauty, the tenderness, the vulnerability, the generosity. And so I see the Palestinians. This was coming to me very strongly, to see the Palestinians as these she camel that were given to the people to honor, to care for their neighbors, their brothers, their sisters, their children, in a way. And yet they were dishonored, and as we know, brought to the, driven to the condition they are today. So the students, this is another example of the she camel. Here are the students. Here they are, our youth, our young ones. We want to treasure them. We want to help guide them. We want to protect them, support them in ways that we can as a society. And what happens? They are also hamstrung. They are driven away from their place of rightful free speech, rightful protest against injustice. So everything belongs to Allah, as we know, but there are certain things that, you know, we do not transgress. And of course, for a dervish, there's nothing really that we should transgress. But in a sense, in the balance, certain things even more, you might say, surrounded by this precinct, in this precinct of what belongs to Allah. And the freedom flotilla is another she camel, you know, going to bring, obviously bringing people from all nations. It's like a Noah's Ark, to bring the food for those who are starving, for the children, the mothers, the fathers, the brothers and sisters. And once again, we see this attack on what is innocence. So protecting the innocence, this is a very powerful Quranic teaching. And what is vulnerable, the orphans, so represent that. And so how many people are orphaned now? How many orphans are there? How many motherless children are there, fatherless children? And then the children themselves are put away, but killed. So, you know, this is so immense. And yet we don't want to judge. We cannot condemn, because that's not our place as servants. We don't condemn. We simply want to thereby expand the good. And spread goodness, and by spreading goodness, extinguish darkness. We want to pray more. But there are consequences, of course, for all that is happening. We know that. And so we pray for good consequences. It occurred to me that even as they lay prostrate in their homes in the morning, as it speaks of the Thamud, that on certain level, it could be that they're prostrating. They're finally prostrating through the final sign of Allah that came to them in the earthquake or in the natural disaster. then comes the prostration and the turning to all. So may that be the guidance. Amin, 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 alhamdulillah, amin. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So how do we respond? Effendi tells a story. There was a young student of a religious student in the university, Al-Azhar or whatever was the great university at the time. And he had just completed his studies for many, many years. And he had was gathering his things, and he had gone to greet and say, give his goodbye and salams to his cherished professor, the one who was closest to him. And the teacher said, I want to ask you one question before you go. He said, if you come across on your journey home, which is far and hazardous, when you come across a pack, you will be crossing through many lands and where there are sheep and sheep herders. And if you come across the dogs of the sheep and they start to attack you, what will you do? And the young man said, well, you know, I'll take my gun. He had a gun in those days, and I'll shoot the dogs. And then the teacher gazed into his eyes and said, really? He said, if you kill the dogs, the master will be very upset with you. He said, what you do, you call on the master. You call out to the master. So this is what we do. This is what, as dervishes, we're schooled to do. You know, to call on Allah, call on, pray to Allah. And we have been praying, you know. And some of us might feel, oh, well, you know, we've been praying and praying, and look, there's even more slaughter. And but we pray knowing that Allah knows best how to bring about the desire of our prayer, the desire for the well-being of people. And we've also been praying for perpetrators. We've been praying for everyone that peace comes. So what we've been witnessing also in the Palestinians is an enormous level of faith. And so maybe our prayers have gone to that, supported them in their faith. And also to open the hearts. Maybe our prayers have gone to open the hearts of others in the world to take a stand, and to leaders to, it looks like now there's been a real turn, and if we know that it can happen collectively, first one, then another, and it seems to reverberate and multiply. So this is, you know, this is heartening. This is affirming of the place of prayer. It's Abu Huraira who transmitted the hadith, the weapon of the believer is prayer. Prayer is the weapon of the believer. So let's use it even more. And, you know, I've thought of having prayer events, maybe alongside demonstrations, that in our circles we would have a few dervishes and go, and where there is a demonstration, that we would simply sit there and prayer. May we do the weird, whether we do la ilaha illallah, whatever we do, that it support the truth and protect the truth. And although the truth needs no protection, really, but support, let's say, the people of truth, and offer protection. So that is what I see. I would love for also religious leaders, and they have gotten together, but more of that, more of that. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, we can come to a new time. I'd like to read you confirming that of prayer, the way of prayer, and a hadith narrated Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The inhabitants of paradise do not regret anything except the moments during which they did not invoke Allah. So we are here in the realm where we are free to invoke Allah at all times, because we can invoke Allah silently, or we can invoke Allah outwardly. And Allah is with us when we invoke Allah. We know that, we've been told that. And I'm going to read that for you. I am with the believers. Muhammad the Messenger, may divine blessing and grace be upon him, reported these words directly from Allah Most High. I am with the believers in whatever way they remember me and repeat my names. If they remember me silently within their heart, I remember them within my heart. If they remember me in gatherings, I remember them in a far more exalted gathering. If they come close to me by as much as the width of a hand, I come close to them by an arm's length. If they come close to me by an arm's length, I come close to them by two arms' length. If they come toward me at the speed of walking, I approach them at the speed of running. This hadith is transmitted by the intimate and noble companion, Abu Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So this confirms, this is our way, you know, it's to be present, to help, of course, in whatever way we can, but that prayer is truly the core of any action that we undertake. Whatever action we undertake, we can undertake it inwardly with prayer or outwardly with prayer. And I'd like to conclude with the prayer of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the first of Muharram. O Allah, you are eternal reality, creator of time, and this is a new year. I beg of you safety in it from the one who embodies all negativity. I beg of you mastery of my limited self, which inclines to negativity. I beg of you engagement in everything which draws me near to you. O generous and merciful one, O Lord of majesty and embracing generosity, Ya Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, O supporter of the one who has no support, O provider of the one who has no provision, O shelter of the one who has no shelter, O helper of the one who has no helper, O reliance of the one who has no one to lean on, O treasure of the one who has no treasure, O you who makes tests and trials a way of mercy, O ultimate hope, O strength of the weak, O rescuer of the drowning, O savior from destruction, O benefactor, O munificent, O all-bestower, all-benevolent. Before you prostrates the blackness of the night and the brightness of the day, the radiance of the moon and the glory of the sun, the ripple of the water and the rustling of the trees. You have no equal and no partner. O beloved Allah, please make us better than what is thought of us. Forgive us for that which remains hidden about us. And do not blame us for what is said regarding us. Sufficient for me is Allah, and there is no reality apart from Allah. On Allah alone do I rely, Lord of the magnificent throne. In this do we believe that all comes from our Lord, and none are aware of this except the people of insight. O Lord and lover of ours, do not let our hearts swerve after you have guided us, and grant us mercy from your own presence, for you are the bestower of mercy without limit. Amin, 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 alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. All praises flow from every point and place of praise to the source and goal of all beings. Amin, afatiha. Allahumma sayyana Sayyidina Muhammad wa lani Sayyidina Muhammad wa sabdi wa salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Amin, amin, amin. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. Allah, please, we thank you. Alhamdulillah. May our lives be in praise of you and thanking you. May this be the fill the cup of our lives is praising you and thanking you, Allah, and joining together in of people of heart and communities of love and spreading the word of your goodness, Allah, spreading the word of your forgiveness and your mercy, your compassion for humanity. And may the cup of our life be filled with this, O Allah. And may the cup of our life be filled with turning always to you, asking forgiveness for all of our shortcomings, O Allah, which you have created us with, so that we can turn to you, that we can humble ourselves before you and not imagine ourselves as gods on earth, but rather just the open space of your love, the empty vessels of your love, the transparent cups of your love, O Allah. Amin, amin, amin. Bless all those who are suffering. Strengthen their hearts, strengthen their faith. Guide them and guide us to the best of ways and of living on earth. And may our hearts be joined with the people of faith all over the globe, and may our hearts be guided by the light of the Nur Muhammad, the light of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the love of Muhammad, the ishq of Muhammad, and the compassion of Muhammad, which is your light and your love, your compassion, O Allah. And amin, amin, amin. May we truly feel this is one humanity. Amin, amin, amin. To the secret heart of our peers, we thank Effendi Noor Hazreti Pir Amina, the mother of Fatih Allahumma Saliyana Sayyidina Muhammad. Walari Sayyidina Muhammad was Sabi wasalam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin, amin, amin. All is yours, Allah, and all is you. This past life is your life. Amin. May we honor it and join it consciously. Amin. Who?
Sheikh Amina, would you lead us in the La ilaha illallah 33 times?
Yes, dear.
Okay, and if Juliet Rabia is there, if you could do the Allah. And Habir, if you would do the who and close us. Go ahead, Sheikh Amina.
Okay.